How do you feel about that one?
When you're in the race, you want to win. And getting that close, I wanted to win, but getting second's awesome, especially not making the team from last year to all of a sudden being second in Worlds feels good. Feels good to know I'm still very relevant in the sport, and I feel like there's still more in me, just the way I train this year. I think there's more to come. There's more time drops to be had, and as long as not everyone else in the world is getting too much faster, that's good news for me to stay in the game.
So Matt, knowing what you know about that race and coming so close, would you have done anything different?
I had a bad start and turn, really. My start, I felt like they held us a long time, and after last night's debacle of pulling up for 10 seconds, getting down with the block broken, I thought they actually might call us down, so it was not the best start I've had. So I guess I'd change the start, if anything, and maybe that would have been the 4-100s.
What, you're coming back on in that last 50. Can you see out of the corner of your eye anything? Where do you think you are in that race?
Yeah, I saw on the turn that I was with him, and I know he goes out a lot faster than me. He's capable of going out on 4 high, and if I'm a 5-3, that's really good. So just the fact that I saw him, I knew I had some good legs left. I thought I could get him, yeah.
Did you get a chance to talk to Murph afterwards? Obviously not a swim either you were thrilled with.
No, I haven't. And we won one to it. We talked about it slightly. Don't want to overkill it or anything. But, yeah, we like being on the top of that podium. So we're a little disappointed that we weren't there this time around. But, that's a little bit of pruning in sports. Some failures help make you stronger, grow new buds that perform better in the future, hopefully.
Old tree?
Oh, yeah. Old trees can grow bigger and stronger.
All right.
Thanks.